This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 with Macca and Madeline. And our next guest is Carolyn Gillespie, who's the acting CEO of Thorn Harbour. Good morning, Carolyn. How are you today?
Good morning, Macca. Always lovely to be out and about on a Saturday morning.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? And to be here at the Pride Centre, which
absolutely.
Is...
Absolutely.
Look, recently, Carolyn, there was... A harm reduction conference, I think it was called HR23. And when I first saw that, I thought, oh, human resources 23.
And in fact, if you Google it, you get lots of human resources.
I know, yeah. Well, you know, the other code for HR is human remains. So the conference, you know, it's an important one. I'm interested. So what presence did Thorn Harbour have at the conference?
Yeah, so just to clarify for listeners, so we were neither at the Human Remains Conference nor at the HR Conference, thankfully. So it was the Harm Reduction International Conference, which ran from Sunday through to Wednesday this week. And for those who might not be familiar about what harm reduction is, it's a group of policies, practices, and really looking at the way that we can limit negative impacts of drug use, drug laws and drug policies. So looking at all kinds of ways in which we do that, and it's a way of working around drug use and recognising that drug use happens. It's happened forever in history that people have used substances to change their mood or their way they are in the world. And it's really grounded in a human justice, human rights, social justice framework. So really getting away from criminalisation, getting away from stigma, getting away from people really suffering as a result of the laws and policies that might be in place that are often based in moral panic, actually. So it was a conference really bringing people together from around the world. It runs every 2 years. It has been 19 years since it was in Melbourne, and there was over 1,000 people present there from all around the world. So lots of allies and grassroots peer organisations and really amazing humans who are really at the forefront of global change and really making things much better and working often in really complicated and difficult government and justice environments. So lots of things for us to learn.
And what were some of the themes and conversations that emerged from this festival?
Yeah, so the theme of the conference was strength in solidarity. So I think for us as queer community, that's something that we really resonate with, right? It's really none of us do this alone, and those kind of sayings that we have around nothing about us without us was really grounded right across the conference presentations, really having a really strong intersectional lens around the work. So looking at, you know, what is the role and lessons and learnings of First Nations people, how are Indigenous communities impacted by the various drug laws and drug policies and cultural practices around drug use, and looking at sex worker rights and those sorts of things as part of that as well. So I met some really incredible people doing different things. There were some trans women who came and presented about work that was happening in the Philippines. So it was really affirming to see quite a bit of LGBTIQ content, and I think that's really in recognition of our communities have a really particular relationship with drugs and alcohol. It's often culturally embedded in really specific ways for us. So we had staff from Thorn Harbour Health who were presenting and sitting on panels. There was also a film festival as part of the conference. So if you didn't want to sit in a panel or a workshop, you could actually just go and watch some amazing films. And there was a stream on chemsex that ran as well as part of that. So, and looking at things that are also harm reduction related to drugs and drug use. So things like consent, things like access to housing and other things that are really impact people's well-being. Yeah, so it was a really inspiring few days.
I mean, any one of those subjects is enough for a conference of its own, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, you know, in terms of what do you all take, you know, what does Thorn Harbour take from the conference? And in terms of your, you know, your service delivery for the future, what do you think, you know, how does that inform that? And, you know, without saying, oh, we're going to change this, we're going to change this, you know, there are things that you've taken from the conference to inform your service delivery. What were those things?
Yeah, I think what conferences like this always help us do is really remind us to be grounded in the grassroots people in our community. So really drawing on, you know, that peer-based interventions and work and conversations that often happens, that actually you can do really effective interventions and really effective harm reduction work without a lot of money, in fact, often with no money at all.
Yeah.
And it's really around kind of how you twist and innovate your thinking around those interventions and what that piece of work might be. So for us at Thorn Harbour Health, we run a whole range of peer AOD pieces of work. We do outreach into places where drug use might be happening, whether that's at parties or at sex on premises venues or whatever. But one of the themes that came away from me was, you know, the importance for us as a community to have a focus on chemsex, but chemsex, which is the use of drugs in the context of sexual fun and sexual play, just so people who might not be involved in chemsex community understand what that is. So our communities, you know, we love to play and we love to have great sex. And so it's something that is beyond just gay by men who have sex with men communities, but for queer women and others as well. And while that's an important conversation for us, we also need to be thinking about other drug and alcohol use in our communities too. So thinking about the way in which we use alcohol, the way in which we might use other drugs, and what that means for us culturally, and how we might make sure that people can party safely and that they have the information they need, and also to advocate around having you know, parts of our community who are more criminalised and are more harassed by police, such as our trans and gender diverse siblings and family, that we make sure that we're really making sure that that they're not suffering extra negative impacts and can have fun and play as much as everyone else. So it's really about not condoning drug use, but and not judging or having a negative stigma around drug use, but just providing facts and information to keep people healthy and well.
I'm really interested, if there were all these bodies and organisations from around the world all in the same conference, were there any areas or topics where there were very conflicting views on the ways harm reduction or should take place?
I think there's a lot of passion. So I think you have a really aligned group of human beings who are coming to the conference. So, you know, people are there because they really have a shared value system around people's rights to self-actualization and self-realization about what they do and don't want to do in their lives, and that they shouldn't suffer accordingly. So I think you have, you know, people with really strong human rights values. So perhaps the passion and the conflict isn't necessarily between the conference attendees, but between the conference attendees and the sectors and places in which they're working. And I think one of the lovely things about the conference and the strength in solidarity aspect of that, which was the theme, was you really, often this work is hard and it can be quite demoralising. So to hear about others and that you're part of a really large global community of really incredible people who are working towards making the world safer and working towards a place where people's human rights are upheld, and that's always inspiring. And I think we can often get bogged down in the day-to-day work, and so it is lovely to step back a level and to really connect with others as part of a big global community.
So the answer is no, basically.
The answer is no.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
As I look at the environment that, Thorn Harbour is operating in now as opposed to all those decades ago, and it's a very different environment. And, Thorn Harbour, as a health organisation for our community and also wider, but, that the work you do is pretty stressful. And, it involves, a lot of one-on-one engagement. And I'm just wondering, in some of these things when you say, we're looking at, at harm reduction, is it an advantage that you're already operating in a lot of areas with the communities that some harm reduction would be helpful, that you can almost tag that onto the campaigns that you're running without actually having to start a new one, but also the knowledge of what you've done before in harm reduction? Is that really helpful?
I think you've got it in one, actually, Macca. And for those who may not know, it's actually our 40th year of operation this year. So there will be a number of key events and things coming up. So people should keep an eye on their socials in relation to those. You might need a glam up frock, because there'll be a few events coming up which will be fabulous, and really we'll be wanting to make sure that in community is really invited. And I think you're right. We have 40 years of history that is grounded in community, grounded in activism, grounded in responding to what community needs, and really making sure that we continue to fine tune those things. And one of the things that we did in recent times, actually, which won a Globe Award, was our admin trans and gender diverse harm reduction group, which really was in recognition of the fact that we had a subset of our communities who were also wanting to perhaps examine their relationships with substance use, but really needed an environment in which they weren't having to think about gender identity and explaining that, and have a space that was for them. So we now have a peer-run trans and gender diverse peer group for those in that community who are really wanting to do that. And that was driven by what community was telling us, and we were really in a position then to build on all the knowledge that we had to help them structure up something that worked for them as a community. And we have, you know, a huge amount of engagement in that program, and the peer facilitators are incredible.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome project and initiative that, it's not just recognised there's a gap, it's actually filled a gap, and I think that's really important. Recently, I was having a bit of a tidy up at home. I'm a bit of a hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave a lovely piece of art to the archives, which actually came from an auction at the Lair, but it was an auction for Stylade.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not actually be of an age to remember Stylade. Madeline, and you know, like that's. I think back at the times then, and how Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre has grown into Thorn Harbour Health, and you know that you haven't. And let me phrase this right. I probably said you haven't just concentrated on your knitting. You've thought about the wool, you've thought about the needles, you've thought about the pattern. And I think that's, you know, a wonderful outcome. And 40 years, that's, you know, I'd love to think just how many volunteers over the years there's been, how many hours have been donated, how many lives have been saved and made better. And 40 years... it better be a pretty big party, Carolyn.
Yeah.
There's a lot to celebrate. There's a lot to remember.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly right for us. And, you know, I have the very incredible privilege right now of leading this organisation, but I always sit very humbly that I absolutely stand on the shoulders of many, many, many incredible people who have gone quietly about their work and have really responded to the need. And, you know, in the early days of the HIV and AIDS epidemic, we had, you know, 1,000 volunteer care teams sort of wandering around and taking care of family, people who'd, you know, been rejected from family and had no one else. So we were really at the forefront of really holding our community through the worst of days. And I think, you know, we never forget that now, even in 2023. And of course, you know, we have a lot to celebrate, and we do love a good party, and Thorn Harbour Health does throw a great event and a great parties. But I think we do that with the seriousness and lessons and all of those things that have been contributed. And, you know, it's as vibrant now as it ever was. And I think the fact that we, you know, we have programs addressing and recognising things like family violence, and we have specific programs for people around their drug or alcohol use. We have our Equinox, our trans health service. So we've really continued to adapt. And I think that is at the core of the organisation, that we really, you know, we are community. So we know what we need, and we go out to make sure that we contribute to that. And we're having a new strategic plan later this year, which will set us up for the next 5 years.
Oh,
and
so is joy.
Yes, oh. I know. So we'll be doing some, you know, making sure that we really consult with community so that our organisation continues to belong to community. And, you know, we are for community, and I'm really excited about where we go over the next little bit of time.
That's great. We're actually out of time.
Okay.
But, look, thank you for coming in. And I think you're coming in again, aren't you?
I am. I'm back next month.
Back next month. So that's great. And, you know, for our listeners, 40 years for an organisation in any community is a long time. But in our community, It's a very, very long time. And I hope when that comes up that we're all going to get the opportunity to, you know, to engage and celebrate with Thorn Harbour, because it's an important anniversary. It's a really important anniversary. But thank you for your work, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to talking to you again in a month or so.
Great, thanks.
Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Madeline. Coming up next.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.